8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699. There's something coming through here that softly reminds me. Tonight I'll park out on the hill and wait until they find me. You're slipping through the ether. A voice is coming through.
In the wee hours, your mind gets hazy. Radio relay towers, come on, lead me to my baby. The radio's jammed up. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Radio's on and I'm moving round the place.
Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling alright. Skipping over the currents in the air, reaching to see if you're out there. Cross your radio station, calling out nation to nation. If you can hear me, then say alright. And if you can't, meet me in the city tonight.
Will I turn the radio loud so I don't have to fight?
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio.
So turn up your radio and dial me in close. We're riding on the waves and we're traveling coast to coast. Over river and highway, your voice comes clear and true.
Well, Cherry says she's gonna walk. She found I took the radio in hot day. I get a call on the short way.
Be a radio plant, and you'll hear me sing this song. Transmitting from the gallows floor. When I lay down at night, I don't get no sleep. So I turn on the radio.
The night speaks in such lights and short. With radio's power.
Now write that signal down once I'm home again with you.
That was every Bruce Springsteen reference to radio, and there are a bunch. On the Radio Art Hour today, I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, and we are featuring works today from The Voice of Doom, Radio Qualia, and Melissa Dubin and Aaron Davidson. We'll hear that duo's Every Spy Has Their Numbers, taking some of the mysterious number stations, radio stations that just play a series of numbers for spies, as its source material. But first, Andy Stoll will introduce us to Joseph Brenner, the Voice of Doom, on the Radio Art Hour.
This is Andy Stuhl with the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive, here to introduce a 2012 performance of The Machinery of Doom by Joseph Brenner, whose radio air name is The Voice of Doom. In Brenner's long-running sound art project, influences from industrial and avant-garde music materialize in sets of found objects that he suspends from tree-like metal frames in the broadcast studio. These are animated and amplified by equipment from around the radio station, including electric fans as well as microphones. In 1995, The Machinery of Doom became an anchor for the first annual Day of Noise, a 24-hour continuous live experimental sound performance event that Brenner organized, engineered, and hosted on community station KZSU Stanford. The recording you're about to hear is from the 2012 revival of Day of Noise, for which Brenner and his machinery returned to the station in a characteristic pre-dawn performance slot.
Short and scarce at all. But sure, the sky is bigger, I said, miles and miles above my head. So here upon my back I'll lie and look my fill until the sky. And so I looked, and after all, the sky was not so very. Not so great. screamed, and low infinity came down and settled over me, impressing of the undefined, the definition on my mind. Held up before my eyes a glass through which my shrieking sight did pass. And forevermore, the universe, cleft to the core, lay open to my probing sense. That sickening I would fain pluck thence, but could not, nay, but needs must pass up at the great wound, and could not pluck my lips away till I had drawn all venom out. Ah, fearful pawn. Omniscience, I pay toll in infinite remorse of soul. Thank you. fierce fire. About a thousand people crawled, perished with each that mourned for all, and they were starving. And knew his hunger was born. I saw at sea a great fog bank between two ships that struck and sank. A thousand screams of stab and smoke, and every scream came from my throat. No hurt I did feel, no death that was not mine.
You're tuned into KZSU Stanford, our 24-hour day of noise. We're hearing the voice of doom. Up next, at 5 o'clock, is Feast and Friends, here on KZSU.
Thank you.
I said, is kind to come and speak to me in my new home. I would I were alive again to kiss the fingers of the rain, to drink into my eyes the shine of every slanting silver line. Thank you. such a cry. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Machinery of Doom by Joseph Brenner, known to radio audiences of the San Francisco Bay Area as the Voice of Doom. This performance was recorded in 2012 as part of KZSU Stanford's Day of Noise, an annual event that Brenner launched in 1995. You can learn more about this work in Wavefarm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. The following is an excerpt from Free Radio Linux by Radio Qualia. In the original 2002 transmission, commissioned by the Walker Arts Center, a computer voice read aloud the entire source code for the Linux kernel into an online stream and an ad hoc FM station. This took just shy of 594 days. In this much shorter snippet, you'll hear strings of characters meant for interpretation by the programming language compiler, as well as a few annotations that the software developers left. The artists in Radio Qualia, Adam Hyde and Honor Harger, described Free Radio Linux as an audio distribution of their Linux kernel, suggesting that this popular open source operating system could spread to new users over the airwaves.
Sign 0 closing parenthesis opening curly brackets dir equals sign 0. X 0 4 0 0 0 0 0 0 semicolon slash asterisk SGL out opening parenthesis post greater than sign EO closing parenthesis slash CDR equals sign MPI spacing underscore SCSIIO spacing underscore control spacing underscore right semicolon slash asterisk data out opening parenthesis post greater than sign yoke greater than sign dev closing parenthesis slash closing curly bracket else opening curly bracket len equals sign 0 semicolon closing curly bracket tag equals sign MPI spacing underscore SCSIIO spacing underscore control spacing underscore SIMPLEQ to the devices slash if opening parenthesis SCPNT hyphen minus greater than sign device hyphen minus greater than sign tag spacing underscore supported closing parenthesis opening curly bracket slash asterisk some drives are too stupid to handle fairness issues with tag pooing period. We throw in the odd murder tag to stop them starving themselves period. Slash if opening parenthesis jiffies hyphen minus HD hyphen minus greater than sign tag spacing underscore tick closing parenthesis greater than sign opening parenthesis 5 asterisk hertz closing parenthesis opening curly bracket tag equals sign MPI spacing underscore SCSIIO spacing underscore control spacing underscore ORDERIDQ semicolon HD hyphen minus greater than sign tag spacing underscore tick equals sign jiffy semicolon number at 0 slash asterisk these are always 0 exclamation mark opening parenthesis. Because this is a place for the device driver to dynamically assign tag numbers any way it sees fit period.
You just heard a small excerpt from Free Radio Linux, an audio distribution of the Linux operating system, orchestrated in 2002 by Radio Qualia. You can learn more about this artwork in Wavefarm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Five. preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.